Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. And you can save big time on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. So get it out and call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Boom, we data. My pockets are getting fatter.
Yes, yes, indeed. We got a good friend of the show, Antonio Daniels, NBA champion.
I didn't hook up with him in New Orleans. He's going to be mad at me, Chris.
Well,
I
know. You stood him up, man. Wow. I mean,
you go
to his hometown and stand him up. Well, he might be salty.
Yeah, he's going to be salty.
So we will see. We will
Planners
see.
But on he'll line join us one.
In about 28 minutes to talk Pelicans and NBA. But for now, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And a story, you know, we see this happen every so often. It is the NFL, right? And a year after signing Kyle Van Noy, who was a team captain, all right? Two-time Super Bowl champion. He won his rings in New England. They signed him in Miami to a four-year, $51 million deal, Rob. $30 million of it supposedly guaranteed. And then after one season last year, they cut him. So he got his $12.5 million salary. Now, he did have $15 million guaranteed. So, but that's it. He doesn't get the rest of that guaranteed money because he had to be on the roster to get it. The rest of that contract is gone kaput. And when he thought he had 4 years of security, and it turned into one, and now he's a free agent. We'll see if he's able to make that up. He had a solid year. Not a great year, but a solid year. Good year. We'll see if he makes it up, Rob. But that's life in the NFL. And that's why a lot of these NFL players envy the baseball and basketball players.
No doubt.
Because they get their money.
Every
when
nickel.
When you see in the
Chris,
baseball
every
and basketball,
nickel.
Yes, that it was a $100 million, $200 million,
right.
$400 million contract. It is. In football, you better do your research. You better read the fine print because oftentimes it might be a quarter of that. It really, Rob, is only the bonus money that you're assured of getting, and I guess maybe that first year.
That's all it is, Chris. It's but this is why the players have to fight to get guaranteed. I'd rather have a real contract, Chris, that's only 2 or 3 years, but it's guaranteed money. Do you know what I mean? Like, he signed a four-year deal. I'd rather have a two-year deal with guaranteed money for both years rather than some phony deal that they can get out
you might
at
only
any
have a
point.
Two-year deal as it is.
Right.
Yeah, I look, when I've talked, I don't know what your conversations have been like, but when I've talked to guys either in the NFL or who used to be in the NFL about this. And I'm like, y'all need to get guaranteed deals. You know, you get some pushback. And I'm talking about, guys that were in the union and all that,
A lot of them have their feelings hurt because they get ripped on all the time about the union and how weak it is, Chris, and the health benefits, guaranteed contracts.
Right. But they also bring up that they, and I'm not making an excuse, I'm just telling what they say. That they do, you got 53 men in football, whereas in, baseball, you got half of that, not even. Basketball, you got, even less. You got 12, 15 guys on the roster. So that's why they say it's hard to guarantee. But I would say this, Rob, if that's the case, then there should be something where if you're a starter for a certain number of years or you make an all-pro team or a Pro Bowl once or twice, whatever, you should be eligible for a guaranteed contract. Because I get it. If they can't give it to the 47th man on the team, okay. But there should be steps, levels, where if you've proven yourself as a guy who's going to have a substantial career, a long career, you know, then you should be able to get a guaranteed deal. Because as you said, this is nothing.
See, this is where I think those guys have been brainwashed and have been taken advantage of and manipulated by the owners. Chris, the NFL, all they do is print money and brag about how much money the league makes. So this whole notion that they can't guarantee the 47th man's contract, who's only making $1 million, is nonsense. And here's the other part, that then you shouldn't carry that many players if you can't guarantee them a contract, and you shouldn't guarantee.
It's a sport where you need guys.
But everybody needs to be. Everybody else is guaranteed. The coaches' contracts guarantee everybody, but these players. It's just not right. And the players have to be willing to fight for it because why? Baseball, Chris, you know, it's not just a 25-man roster, a 27-man roster. They have 20 minor league teams. They're not making millions of dollars, but the expenses, all the other stuff that goes with it, do you know what I mean?
Right.
So they're footing the bill. You can't tell me that the NFL, which has no overhead, Chris, for minor leagues, no overhead. They have none. That they can't do it if they want to. They can do it. I don't know why players buy into this whole, well, you know, baseball only got 25 guys. We got 47, so we can. No. But you got to be willing to fight for it.
Right.
And that's what they haven't been able to do. They're ready to fight over practice days, but not health care, Chris, and not guaranteed contracts. Their next union deal? It better have those two at the top of the list. I'm dead serious.
You know, I think you and I have had conversations with some guys at the same time. And,
yes.
You know, they have all these reasons why it can't
Excuses.
Happen or whatever.
Right.
I agree with you. You need some security. So at least for those years, you know that you are getting that money. It's as simple as that. And here's another aspect of it, Rob. This is why. And I respect contracts. I mean, we have contracts, you know, with Fox. But this is why I'm not mad at a Deshaun Watson. Now, I think he doesn't have leverage, although I think eventually I think he's going to get what he wants, which is a trade. But this is why I'm not mad at him. Because the owners are breaking contracts left and right. And so if he wants to do it, then so be it. You know, they don't have to explain why they want to break. Are they explaining why they're cutting Kyle Van Noy or a salary cap? It helps them save money. You know, but they don't have to give any extended explanation.
But, Chris, that's the system that the – why would players – this is my only issue, okay, for those union guys who always push back on us when we talk about how bad it is, Chris. Just answer me this. What contract do you sign – where only ownership has a right to let you go at any point.
Right.
But if you have a better year, Chris, than what your contract is, you can't go, oh, no, I'm out of this. I want to opt out and go somewhere else where I can make more money. It's one-sided.
Right.
Right? Why would you allow them to get – you signed me to a four-year deal. Why are you allowed to get out? Or they'll say, well, you know, you can come back, Big Ben, but you got to take a pay cut. No, I signed a deal. Why do I have to? When I had my great year, right, Chris? I couldn't get a raise. No, I already signed for that money. That's what tell you.
In Big Ben's case, if a player's willing, because look, they have a salary cap. Now, if you want to get rid of the salary cap, that's a whole other thing. But I don't mind Big Ben. He's going to get his money. If he wants to spread it out so that they can sign other guys, I'm fine with that as long as he's fine with it. But and you are right in that, I mean, with Fox, we got a contract.
Right.
And whatever our contract says, we are going to get that money. And you're right. It's not like, oh, they have the power to just fire us and get rid of our contract. No
they can fire us, but they got to pay us.
Right. And it should be the same thing with these players. And I agree with you. I don't know, man. I think the owners play on these players' feeling of financial insecurity. Like, we're so thankful we're so growl, I got a $10 million bonus, which, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. But the owners know they just going to take what they got because it's so much better than what they had growing up or whatever the case.
No, 100%. And that's also, Chris, the problem, I think, is that it's hard for people to stand up to these guys when you sound ridiculous or your family or whatever. They say, what are you, crazy? What do you mean you're turning down $4 million? Right. Do you know what I mean? No, but I'm worth $8 million. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you would have a hard time convincing your family that you're turning down $4 million. But that's not how it goes. That's why the union, it has to be a union thing to
totally
make people feel like, no. Just like with baseball, Chris, remember when A-Rod wanted to take the pay cut to go to the Red Sox? The union wouldn't let him.
Right.
They were like, you can't do it. It's not just about you. You'll be hurting all the players if we allow you to take a pay cut. That's what the NFL's missing.
Yeah, you're right, too, because the union, unless you're a superstar, it's hard for one player to do it.
You can't
just
do
stand
it.
Stand up, right, because they can replace an average player. But that's why the union has to do it when it's time for collective bargaining. Because these dudes want the – Rob, we didn't discuss this again because we've discussed it ad nauseum in the past, but they're going to play 17 games next year.
Right.
And the players are like, oh, it's extra money for us. Okay, fine. Why don't you get the extra money guaranteed?
Instead of having
to play another game, because in football, every time you step out on that field – you risk your career being over.
100%. And if the average career is 3.5 years, 4 years, Chris, why can't those 4 years be guaranteed? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like you should have a minimum of 4 years guaranteed that I'm going to give my body, I'm going to give my all, I might tear my ACL, my knee up, and never play again, but I got a 4-year contract, and they're going to take care of me. Why is that outrageous? Is that outrageous?
Not at all. I think, Rob, that's why Dak Prescott is holding out so firm. And I got to give him credit. I mean, that dude is holding out. And he's now report today that he wants right below Patrick Mahomes' money. So he wants more than Deshaun Watson. He know good and well he ain't better than Deshaun Watson. But he is holding out. For more, he wants to be the second highest paid quarterback in the league. And I think he's looking at it like I was a 4th round draft pick, so you know they were getting me on the cheap.
No, I get it.
And you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting every penny. Now, it'll be interesting to see how this works out because, Rob, if he goes somewhere that's not Dallas and he's just a good quarterback, not great, oh, all this Dak Prescott attention he's gotten in, maybe that doesn't mean anything to him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Rob, he is one of the most talked about quarterbacks in the league. And it's because there is a value in being in Dallas.
Well, because that's Cowboys thing we talk about all the time.
Right.
3 playoff wins in 25 years, but they get 60% of the coverage. You know what I mean?
Right.
They do.
Right. And they're, you know, so... It's going to be interesting because if they were able to pull off the trade for Seattle, with Seattle to get Russell Wilson to Dallas, and Seattle wasn't as good with Dak, like he could really disappear from the public consciousness, so to speak. But hey, maybe he'd have his money. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But I do think that's a factor, Rob, in him standing up and good for him.
Only thing is, he almost, Chris, imagine that injury could have been worse.
Right.
And he maybe never would have played again. I mean, he took a big chance to go out there, and that is – it's like when Isaiah Thomas went out there and played for the Celtics during the playoffs, Chris, not fully healthy. Remember, he finished in MVP voting.
He was
$100 million contract, lost, okay?
And I think, Rob, I think the next year he played for like $2 million.
Yep.
I mean, man, that, Rob –
Can you imagine how sick you would be? How sick would you be, Chris?
Oh, my gosh. Think about, he's making a few million here and there, which, you know, that ain't
$100 million. That ain't like lifetime
million. Is lifetime and next lifetime.
Right.
You know, for your kids, it's all changed. With the millions he's made, I don't know what he's made, but it ain't $100 million. it's a whole different story for him. So you're right. And the team, the Celtics feel bad for him? No. They moved right on. All right, right. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Should NFL players fight harder for fully guaranteed contract, even if it means that they get shorter deals in the process? We will continue the conversation with you next. Do you feel for Kyle Van Noy? It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery is available on more than 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Do you feel for our brother Kyle Van Noy and these NFL players? Do they need to stand up and fight?
Fight. For a guaranteed
for right,
deal.
For guaranteed contracts. Right, that was bad. I don't think
that
I've
was
done
a little,
anything that
a little
bad
Beastie
the whole
Boys,
show.
Boys, Chris. Whole, wow, that was pretty.
Beastie Boys was, were nice. Don't
I like
the
Beastie,
Beastie
Boys.
Yeah, they were legit.
Don't forget, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so in the final hour of the program, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Let's kick it off with Greg in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, we love you in Montana, the Odd Couple of course. Hey,
thank
man,
you. Hey, tell everybody in Montana we got love for them.
Yes.
Well, then you when you coming to Montana, Chris? When you coming out here?
Man, I don't know.
I'm coming. I want to come
few,
to Montana.
That's one
I haven't
of the
been
few
to Montana.
States I haven't been to. Yeah, I've been to over 40. Well over 40,
well,
40 in Montana
ain't
is when I have it. I know. I got to get there. I'll put it on
live
my
in the big
bucket
state.
List. You live where?
In the big state. It's the big.
Hey, you come out here, you stay with me. I'm telling you. But, hey, bring that money. These guys make all that money. Deshaun Watson, he's making how much money? He could sit. He doesn't even have
well,
to play
hold on.
And make all that
if
money.
He's, here's the thing. If he sits, he could lose it all. And
you got to give it back.
Right. And if he retires, he can't, like, wait a year or two and then go anywhere he wants. He would be bound to the Texans. That's why
the
they
Texans
have, all the
have his rights.
Right.
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 Did you look that up, Chris? Did you find out? Because I told you the Lions still had Barry Sanders' rights
yep.
after he quit.
And, well, yeah. Well, Barry Sanders ain't coming back. I can tell you that.
No.
Barry
No. We saw him at the Super Bowl down in Miami. Trust me. He's not playing.
I love you guys. You have a
thank
good
you,
day.
Greg.
All
right. Peace.
Thank
no,
you.
No, Rob, this is how it works. However many years you've got left on your contract.
On your deal, that's
that
what
team,
they have your rights.
And it don't start. It's not like if he's got 5 years left, it's not like he can sit out three and then only have to play 2 years for him. No, that 5 years would start when he came back in 3 years. So, I mean, they could really ruin him football-wise.
Right,
but
right.
I don't think they'll do it. One, at certain point, it would become a bad PR look. But beyond that, Rob, it will hurt your team. You could stick out your chest and say, oh, see, we proved to Deshaun that, you know, you don't do that to the Texans. But then it's only going to hurt their football team. So that's why I think they're going to have to trade him for a king's ransom if they can
yeah,
get
yeah, but
it.
I also understand why you have to protect your investment as well. Drew, that's why you have a contract and paperwork, Chris. Otherwise, you just let him go. Drew in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I love your show. Watch it or listen to it every night.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it.
Yeah, So a couple points. One is, if to piggyback on what you said on some of these players that come up with excuses about why they can't do it, if they were really serious about getting guaranteed contracts, why aren't these superstars pitching in like a percent, 2% to try to get one of those war chests going for those guys who are the 47, 48 people on the roster that don't make those $30, $40 million a year that can't afford to sit out two seasons to try to get guaranteed contracts? If these superstars really wanted it, they'd help each other out and help out those guys that aren't superstars. And maybe they're just using that as a bargaining chip to get other things at the next collective bargaining agreement that they want, that they think they can get, that, like, if they don't get, well, maybe we'll just sit out for guaranteed contracts. And so the owners play that game and go with something else.
I'm sure they've got some kind of war chest, Rob. I mean, it's, I don't know how significant
it is. It ain't big enough,
right?
But you got to have one, Chris. And right, that's the only reason we know why baseball's union, they've been saving money since Moby Dick was a guppy. And if they have money, or if there's a player that comes to them, Chris, and says, I can't pay my mortgage, I can't pay my bills, right, guess what? Comes out of the union's war chest.
Right.
And the players don't bellyache, whatever. When we beat the owners and we get the money back, Chris, you pay back the union. Yep. That's how it is. That's the only way you can fight guys who have deep pockets. Keith, in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how y'all doing, man?
What doing up, great. Brian, hey, I went to Morrow's down there, and I had some catfish.
Why are you rubbing it in on him, Rob?
Man,
he already mad because you didn't hook up with him.
I was in Morrow's.
You know, I was kicking it, Keith. Oh, yeah, man, my bad. I forgot you. But, yeah, I had fun. Come on, man. Keith, when I'm down there, I'm going to look you up, bro.
I'll look at you, Chris. You know,
I'll be like, meet me at what's the beignet? I'm telling you, I need a beignet.
Cafe du Monde.
Yes, meet me there. Yes, that's what I'll
do. I went to Daisy Duke's. Man, it was great. All right, go ahead, Keith.
Listen, man, I get so frustrated with the NFL Players Union because I believe they fight for the wrong things. They fight into not have padded practice and less practice and smoke weed and stuff like that. Why not fight for, you know, guaranteed contracts? Why not fight for no trade clauses and to get rid of the franchise tag, which is like modern day slavery? You know what I mean? Where you can't even, when you've met the requirements of your contract, they can still keep you. Like, I mean, like, they need to fight to take those things off the board versus just be able to smoke weed. You know,
right.
I mean,
you know what? I think he makes a good point, Rob.
He makes a great point.
They are, I mean, no practice. And I get it. You know, not having padded practice, that probably feels real good. But at the end of the day, it's more important to have health care, you know, or guaranteed contract.
Chris, health care playing football? How could that even be an option?
Of all the sports that should get it. My goodness. All right, we got Antonio Daniels. He's got a bone to pick with Rob Parker.
What? No.
Talk about the Heisman. He gave Antonio Daniels the Heisman.
I did not. It was a mistake.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the debut of his theme music. He's gone. There's levels to this, folks, and he has gone to another level. So we had to reward him with some theme music. It is our man, the NBA champion, the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, Sirius XM NBA radio host, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm over here dancing right now. I'm over here dancing with the debut of my Everyday I'm Hustling intro music. I like it.
I love it, but I want to apologize that we didn't connect when we were down there. You reached out, and I apologize.
Wow.
It just didn't happen. I didn't recognize your number because I didn't have it locked in. So I was out eating, and then when I got back to it, so I apologize, Antonio, and I promise when I get back down there, I'm going to take you out to lunch or something. Okay?
You know what, Chris? A lot of times you don't really know what somebody's like until they're in your city.
Don't do that.
Right?
You know what I mean?
That.
Once
that
they get in your city, then their true colors really come out. No, it's all good, Rob. I completely understand, brother. It's all good,
yes,
man.
Yes, I appreciate you reaching
Antonio,
out, though.
Real talk, when I'm there, we hitting Cafe du Monde. Me and you.
Hey, for sure. Let me know. I got you.
But you know, right, you know where I went, Antonio? I went to Morrow's. It was good. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea. I don't do much, man. A lot of the city kind of still shut down, so I'm still kind of on quarantine mode myself.
All right, Antonio, we were talking earlier because James Harden, I'm sure as you recognize, is playing as well as anybody on the planet, if not better.
Yes.
And I think Rob and I both think that, you know, if the Nets continue to play this well, he continues to play this well, maybe they really put some distance between themselves and the second place team in the East, he could win the MVP. Now, there are those that think the way he left Houston, the way he quit for, what, 4 or 5 games, whatever it was, that he's basically disqualified from MVP this year. Where
right,
are you at
thank
on
you,
this?
Thank you, right.
No, like I agree with you. Right now, he's definitely the MVP of the Brooklyn Nets.
Right.
That's for sure. You know, he has played in 22 or 23 games in Brooklyn. And if you look at his stats alone, he stands apart. But the biggest thing for me with James Harden is his availability. The fact that he's there. Kevin Durant has played in 19 to 36 games. So he's one game off for only being in half the game. Kyrie Irving, we all know about the 2-week hiatus that he had. So right now, yes, he has to be in that discussion. Not just because of what he's doing, but because what he's doing is leading to winning.
Yes.
Right.
But spot on. I mean, what have they won, Chris? Is it 10 of 11 or 11? They just keep rolling without Durant.
16-6 with him.
How crazy is this, Antonio, when you watch this team and what they're able to do points-wise, and they've gotten better defensively as well?
It's not crazy. If you guys remember when they made the trade, I had this team going to the NBA Finals.
Right.
Yep.
This is the NBA right now is an arms race. Daryl Morey said this a few years back. It's an arms race. It's about whoever has the most weapons. You have a Kyrie Irving, who is one of the best one-on-one players in the league. You have a James Harden, who's one of the best one-on-one players in the league and has led this league in points and assists, three-pointers made and free throws made. You have one-on-one in NBA history and the best one-on-one player in the league, in my opinion, in Kevin Durant. Yeah, if it's an arms race, the Brooklyn Nets are winning that arms race. And it's a matter of time before they start to get it together defensively. I say this all the time, man. Everybody wants to talk about what's wrong. Well, this is wrong. And what about his mental? And we don't know if he's going to be there. Listen, give me the talent. Give me the talent, and I'll figure the rest out.
Antoine, you mentioned Daryl Morey. Now, we know he's now the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. And they're having a nice year. And Joel Embiid is in the MVP hunt. I think it's Harden, LeBron, and Embiid are right there at the top, whatever order you want to put them in. But Embiid is in the post a little more than he's ever been. I give him credit for that. He's drawing a lot of fouls down there. But he still is on the perimeter probably at least 65% of the time. And he's got a tremendous mid-range jump shot. But am I just too old school? I don't want him on the post 90% of the time.
Yes.
But I want him down there a little more. Am I wrong? You think he doesn't need to go down there anymore?
No. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying this is 2021, and this is the NBA of pace and space. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you might need to adjust your goggles a little bit.
They don't play that game anymore.
Could they have a look that basically nobody else in the league can have, and that could be an advantage? Like, if they play Brooklyn, I think that could be a big advantage if they focused on that.
I hear you, but we also have to understand, like, what that looks like for Joel Embiid and what that looks like for the Philadelphia 76ers. Because now that means you really have to play a lot slower. Because now you have to wait for Joel Embiid to get to that block position. Right. A lot of times he's on the perimeter because he's trailing plays. Ben Simmons plays fast. Tobias Harris plays fast. These guys want to get up and down the floor. I said before the year started, I can't think of two stars that have been next to each other whose skills don't really complement each other like Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. One plays fast, one plays slow, one needs someone to stretch the floor, and the other guy is not a floor stretcher.
Right.
So I think we have to understand what we're asking. To ask Embiid to go down and post up almost every time, that's difficult. You're changing your complete style of play and taking away from what Ben Simmons does best.
That makes sense. Atlanta Hawks made a lot of moves in the offseason. We just saw Lloyd Pierce get fired. What did you make of what was going on in Atlanta? Because they made some moves. They got off to a great start. They were like 4-0. People thought, oh, maybe they got a little something lightning in the bottle and whatever, but it went the other way. What's going on in Atlanta with those players?
Well, for me, I felt like Lloyd Pierce got a raw deal. If you look at the situation that he was put in, last year, John Collins tested positive for, I don't even remember what it was for, but he was out for 25 games. He's a second-best player. They didn't have Clint Capella. So right now, he's starting out last year behind the eight ball. Okay, so now in the offseason, what you do is you go and you get Bogdanovich, you go and you get Gallinari, you go and you get Dunn, you go and you get Rajon. I don't know how much he had to do with that. But with all that being said, you still have a relatively really young basketball team. You had a shortened offseason, a shortened preseason, a shortened training camp, and a condensed regular season. So you don't have practice time. So what are they expecting? What is the expectation in Atlanta? Is it to make the playoffs? You have to remember that this is a process, the way that this works. You don't go from winning 20 games to 24 games to winning 60 games. That's not how this works. There's a process that's involved here that Atlanta and a lot of teams don't have the patience to go through. You can't expedite chemistry. You can't expedite experience. Teams actually have to go through it and learn from it. And Atlanta is one of those teams right now that seems like, well, listen, this is what we want to do. It's the difference between having goals and aspirations and being realistic. They have goals, they have aspirations, but I'm not sure how realistic they are right now.
How do you look at what's going on with Brad Stevens and the Celtics? I mean, we know they've been to the
conference. Minute left.
Yeah, maybe. They've been to the conference finals. They've done, you know, they've moved on, but they haven't won. And this year, it's really been a struggle here. What do you make of Brad Stevens? Is the leash shortening, or is this guy going to get a 6-year contract extension?
I don't know. In today's league, we have no idea, man. I felt like it really hurt the Celtics when Gordon Hayward left. I feel like Danny Ainge made a couple of suspect moves in the offseason by letting Enes Kanter go when he was only getting $5 million and bringing in Tristan Thompson, a guy whose skill set doesn't complement your stars in Brown and Tatum. But as we know, as we just saw in Atlanta, a lot of times the front office makes moves, but the direct person impacted is the head coach.
Yep. No doubt.
All right. That's our man, Antonio Daniels. We appreciate the time, brother.
My man.
We'll talk to you next week. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, brother. Peace. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. We're going to talk Steph Curry. And Rob's going to be hating. And
I just threw up in my mouth.
Look at you. I got his back, though. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your automobile insurance. And Rob, the Golden State Warriors, they got pummeled by the Los Angeles Lakers a few nights ago.
Yeah, it was ugly.
26 points. Yeah, it was ugly. And Steph Curry said after the game, he and Draymond were talking. He said Draymond actually said it at halftime, that teams are enjoying beating down the Golden State Warriors after all those years of Warriors dominance. And some people actually thought it was a humble brag by Steph. Like, yeah, don't forget, for 5-6 years, we were routing everybody.
We were in the place. Right.
I didn't think it was that, but some did. Maybe they're right. But I agree, Rob. I think, you know, look, the Warriors won 3 championships. They won 73 games the year they didn't win it. They waxed LeBron twice and beat him a third time. So, yeah, I think players are enjoying beating down on Steph with the shimmy and Draymond with all the trash talk. And remember, Draymond had that nice move where he kicked guys in the privates.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, right. Remember that?
When they write his autobiography, it's going to be called Private Parts, right? Is that it? Everything's not funny.
That actually was one of your better ones.
Come on, really, Alex?
Well, that was one of your better ones.
I mean, just Rob G.
He's just so used to it. It's
I just had a ham and cheese with mayo and no bread, you know? I mean.
See, Rob G wanted, Rob G really wanted this topic, Rob. Because he's
Rob
a Steph
G, can
hater.
You come on?
You he's think a, you a Steph yeah. hater?
He's no, Rob G is bigger. Even, Rob, oh, Rob yeah. is.
It's ridiculous. It's so
Rob,
sad.
You, you got the card
so
number one, right?
It's so obvious. He thinks he's slick, but I just chewed him up.
I think Rob. I think Rob
he
likes.
He won't even get on the air.
He likes to rip on Steph because that's the only guy who's smaller than him who he can pick up.
Let me just say that if our buddy Mark Willard, if his station up in the
oh,
Bay
God.
Has a biggest Steph Curry hater in media award, like WEI had for Tom Brady, yes. I feel like I got to be a finalist. I don't know if I'm going to
be like, right, you got to be like Max Kellerman.
I got to be on the list somewhere.
Why is that? Why you hate Steph so much?
Because of guys like you, Chris. That's why.
Guys like
yeah, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. Tell him, Rob G.
Because Chris is out here. Oh, he's the smallest
he
great point guard
game.
Ever. He changed the game.
He's
already better than Isaiah Thomas.
Thomas,
he's
right.
Breathing down Magic Johnson's neck. Yeah, because he called his big brother Kevin Durant to take
yes.
care of the bully
and
down.
He begged him.
Stop.
He That's begged why. Him to come. He uh-huh. begged
y'all
him.
Y'all give Durant, and look, I got love for KD, but y'all give Durant nothing but love. He went running to the Warriors. Stop
No,
it.
But they called him, Chris.
They didn't.
They Draymond called him
did.
Draymond
Steph
call, and Steph.
Crying. Steph was at chilling at home with, I can't even remember his wife's name. He was good. He was playing with Riley and the rest of the kids, and they were having fun. They were in the kitchen cooking.
If, right, if that's, the,
wife,
if that's
Aisha.
The case, if
he
that's
was
the case,
chilling
Chris,
with Aisha. Draymond was the one crying
if
for
Durant.
If that's
the case, then I think less of Steph Curry even now because he blew a 3-1 lead and was cool about it.
Exactly.
Come on, Chris.
Oh, KD did I, was that, cool about
did,
it, too.
Did that
no,
go
in the
you
finals.
You do not like
go.
KD?
Rob G,
like
it never happened in the finals,
honest,
ever. The league's been around 200
honest.
Years.
Y'all don't stay honest. Y'all got these double standards. Rob G, I can't wait to get you on the mic.
Rob G,
you
your day's coming.
Rob G,
it's coming.
All right,
it's
I'm
coming.
Ready.
And you will not. You will
you
not
know when
be
I
ready.
Get my first day off in 6 months, Rob G, it's all you.
That's
you know,
right.
I'm off in
I'm,
a couple
I'm looking
weeks.
Forward to 2022 when Rob finally
March
takes 19th. A vacation.
Exactly.
Rob takes him in bunches. He's going to be gone for like 6 weeks. Keep it locked. Odd couple.